Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States and Iraq have announced that the U.S.-led global coalition to defeat ISIS, the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, will end its military mission in Iraq by September 2025. The next 12 months will see a transition to bilateral security arrangements in a manner that supports Iraqi forces and maintains pressure on ISIS, according to a joint U.S.-Iraq statement. It's been 10 years since the United States, at the request of the government of Iraq, mobilized the coalition to confront ISIS, which had occupied large parts of Iraq and Syria in a horrific campaign of violence. At the opening of the recent de-ISIS ministerial, Secretary of State Antony Blinken noted the achievements of the coalition, which grew from 12 to 87 countries.
In 2017, coalition partners dismantled the last ISIS stronghold in Iraq. 2 years later, we did the same in Syria, effectively ending ISIS's efforts to establish a geographic caliphate. And in the last 5 years, we have collectively invested billions of dollars to help restore security and public infrastructure in some of the communities devastated by ISIS.
But we know that our work is not done, said Secretary Blinken.
This is a moment of enormous volatility in the Middle East. It's more important than ever that we enhance our efforts to strengthen security and stability, including in Iraq and Syria, and prevent extremists like ISIS from exploiting conflict in the region for their own benefit.
Iraq will assume greater responsibility for ensuring that ISIS cannot retake territory within Iraq's borders, said Secretary Blinken. The United States will maintain its counterterrorism efforts from outside Iraq, including in Syria, for as long as necessary.
Finally, we will strengthen our cooperation against ISIS branches outside of the Middle East. In sub-Saharan Africa, ISIS affiliates have gained ground, compounding the threat already present from existing militant groups.
Secretary Blinken announced that the United States will provide $148 million for civilian border security and counterterrorism operations across sub-Saharan Africa and Central Asia. Separately, the U.S. will contribute $168 million to the coalition's annual stabilization pledge drive for Iraq and Syria. This is not time to let up, declared Secretary Blinken. It's a time to recommit to our common mission to decisively defeat ISIS and ensure greater security and stability for all of our people.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.